The contract for the Great Lakes Seamen's Union Local 5000 expires August 1st, and negotiations may go down to the wire, although neither side will talk about the issues. Industry insiders say a proposal by the shippers to reduce crew sizes on the vessels could be the main sticking point. Last year, the Seamen's Union threatened a wildcat strike over the issue, claiming fewer crew members make both the ship and crew more vulnerable to navigational hazards. However, one USS Great Lakes official in Duluth says negotiations are making progress. At stake is the operation of 35 ships, which haul iron ore, stone, and coal between Great Lakes ports. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.